On Robin Hood Radio this morning, we have on the telephone a line with us right now, Camilla Nijack. Most of you are familiar with Camilla because of the floral shop she had for 13 years. By the way, she hasn't stopped that. She's doing it at her house. But we're not talking about that this morning. We are talking about the Berkshire Children's Chorus. Camilla, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having me. And I would love to talk about what I'm up to as well, besides my personal business.
Okay, that's right. And you know, I've known about the Berkshire Children's Chorus for a long time. We have a lot of talented groups in this area that enable people in our area of all ages, from children up to adults, to sing, to practice, to get together, and to build something other than just a normal hobby. And to me, the Berkshire Children's Chorus has been exactly that. And even though that there's a pandemic going on, there's still a lot to talk about what the chorus is doing. First of all, how did you get involved with the Berkshire Children's Chorus?
Yeah, so my personal introduction with the Berkshire Children's Chorus was about 4 years ago, when my older daughter, we got to know this wonderful organization, and my daughter got to sing. And she has been singing for the last 3 years. And I actually became on the board to be fully involved and support the organization in any way I can. So that was the whole purpose of this, you know, also having the interview with you is to introduce to people that don't know about us and remind the community. And we cover the tri-state area, you know, and offer this to ages from kindergarten to high school. Children.
And what's nice about this is the chorus is located close by in Sheffield, Massachusetts, at the Old Parish Church. Sheffield, by the way, is an extension of the various communities we have, which is fully involved in the arts, whether it's acting, singing, dancing, whatever.
That's right.
And actually, the chorus has been around, now I'm going to take a guess on this, but I'm going to say probably from the early 1990s, right?
Yes, 1999. We've been in this area for 30 years, so it's a long time to be, you know, around and provide this musical experience, and kids can learn a skill, a singing skill, which is very important in today's world with the public speaking and expressing yourself and all kinds of, you know, very great benefits.
Yeah, and I think what's also interesting about it is that the children get together with students from all over the tri-state region, all over the different towns, and on top of taking a skill, having fun, and meeting other people, I guess that is what you call a winning combination.
That's right, and you know the beautiful part of this also, they get to perform. We usually create two concerts, sometimes a couple extras here and there, so the children get a chance to express themselves on the stage with the audience. And we do get to have from 50 to 100 people, depending on the venue that we perform, and larger, definitely, venues we have been involved. So chorus has a really extensive history of different projects they've done. We have a lot of information on the website to definitely learn about that.
And by the way, that website, if you would like to go to it, is berkshirechildrenschorus.org, berkshirechildrenschorus.org. Let's talk about now, though, during the pandemic. Obviously, we're a nonprofit here. We know we speak with other nonprofits almost on a weekly basis, see how everybody's faring. What are you doing different now, and do you have programs that are coming up during this pandemic at the Berkshire Children's Chorus?
Absolutely. So it's definitely, as you can imagine, we as organization, we are not open to actually have rehearsals with our children due to the pandemic. And we are sort of working inside and creating a program to stay connected to our choristers. And one of the programs that one of our board members has created this year is called Take the Lead. So the idea of this program is to let other choristers or our children know how chorus played an important role in their life, in their careers. And we have been interviewing and having these Zoom meetings with alumni, and they, you know, explain to us how, you know, they're growing up and being part of the chorus at the younger age. And they, you know, a couple of, we have interviewed one student in the past. Her name was Danny Dillon. She has established herself in the food industry, and she was definitely had a lot to tell us about her accomplished skills and what she has learned through our organization back in the day. And we have another speaker coming up next week to talk about her skills and benefits she received.
Now, the next guest will be Rory Hammond. Now, what's interesting, if you folks are interested, there is a virtual presentation of Danny's, which is available at berkshirechildrenschorus.org/take-the-lead. Let's talk a little bit about the next guest coming up, Rory Hammond. She was, at the chorus during her middle and high school age, right?
That's right. Yes, she has been part of that, and she will be talking about sort of the techniques, other techniques, and voice exercises to achieve public speaking confidence. So this would be very interesting for our audience to get those tips. And, you know, we created this whole program to basically, it's a pivoting plan to, again, stay connected and let the community know that we're still around, and we're looking for optimistic future with in the community and further.
You know, when I look at Rory's workshop, Stand Up and Be Heard, what's interesting about it to me, this is a program, as you said, that introduce your choir to voice exercises and techniques for public speaking. When I was in high school many years ago, a freshman, mm-hmm. One of the first things they did is they had an all-school assembly, and they had each class nominate anybody who wanted to run for an officer in a class could run. And the freshman class was the first up, okay? And they asked for somebody to run for treasurer, and it was dead quiet, right? So I figured, what the heck? I got up, and I got on stage, and I made my pitch why I wanted to run for class treasurer. And after I finished, I sat down, and wouldn't you know it, that every other speaker, and I mean every other speaker that came on that was running for a class office right through seniors, all said basically the same thing I said. And I learned a very important lesson at that, and that is public speaking and speaking with some confidence really is a game changer. And it doesn't matter whether you're in high school, it doesn't matter whether you're in grammar school or in life. And so I think people that should be really interested in Rory's workshop, because it gives you the confidence to there's a thing called being heard, but then there's also being listened to. And I think that's the confidence you get from a workshop like Rory's gonna present.
That's right. I think, you know, she'll be able to teach us some techniques, specific techniques and skills that require that, like you said, to be heard, you know. So that's very important, and it's wonderful for your story that you just shared. Yeah, see, I mean, that's wonderful.
Well, it's the whole thing. You deal with children that are at the age where you can really form and mold what their future is going to be like, whether it's performing, singing, or talking, or dancing, whatever. And that's the great thing about a group like the Berkshire Children's Chorus, is that you fill a void there that that schools can't do all the time, and that you can't do at home, and it's a skill that they will enable them to get through the rest of their life.
Absolutely. And not only, you know, this particular singing skill, I think it also allows kids to express themselves.
Yep. Yeah.
It's aesthetic development. There are many, many things that are in this skill, so to speak, that will help children in, you know, better in life in general, you know, whether they're whichever they end up, you know, doing in life. So And, you know, I think typically, you know, smaller children, they'll maybe be a little bit shy for things like that. And then when they do go to the stage and perform and sing together as a group and create this beautiful dynamic and voice, and so I think it definitely also inspires other people. And for us, for me as a parent, it's wonderful to see my child sing and perform and be out there. It's a wonderful feeling, too. So we're very proud to have our children participate in that. And
Well, it's the Berkshire Children's Chorus. And once again, there's the junior choir, grades 1 through 5. That's ages 6 through 10. The senior choir, grades 5 through 9, ages 11 through 14. And CODA, grades 9 through 12. The ages are 14 through 18. And it's a great experience, a great social experience. It really opens up and enlightens your child, if you choose your child to go to it and to do it, to just learn to participate and to excel and to gain confidence overall. And once again, if people need more information, BerkshireChildrensChorus.org. And I would imagine that once you get back into normal, into practicing and everything like that, and people want to join, there's a fee structure, but you have ways for people to participate, whether or not they can really afford the full fees or not, right?
That's right. And the best way to really is, I sent everybody to our website, where there is information about, you know, the structure of our organization and our staff and our board and some YouTube videos we have and everything to do with what we have done. And we're also looking for, you know, always new volunteers, staff, and board members to keep going our mission. As you know, as we all know, we are volunteer at time for the best, to bring the best in for our children, for the future of the children, really is how I look at it.
Well, once again, for more information, BerkshireChildrensChorus.org. Camilla, keep up the great work, and keep up the great work with Flowers and also with being on this board with the Berkshire Children's Chorus.
Yes, thank you so much for your time. We're very grateful. Thank you very much, Marshall.